By the time their third night in Hyde Camp had come, they each had a vest, a pair of leggings, and a coat. They also had a pair of mittens each. These were large and laughable, but would keep their hands warm. And speaking of hands, Susanna was once more barely able to bend hers. She looked doubtfully at the remaining hides and asked Roland if they would spend another making day here. He considered the idea, then shook his head. "We'll load the ones that are left into the Hofat taxi, I think, along with some of the meat and chunks of ice from the stream to keep it cool and good. The taxi won't be any good when we come to the snow, will it?" "No," he admitted. "But by then the rest of the hides will be clothing and the meat will be eaten." "You just can't stay here any longer, that's what it comes down to, isn't it? You hear it calling. The tower." Roland looked into the snapping fire and said nothing. Nor had to. "What'll we do about hauling our gunner when we come to the White Lands?"
"Make a travoy, and there'll be plenty of game."
She nodded and started to lie down. He took her shoulders and turned her toward the fire instead. His face came close to hers, and for a moment, Susanna thought he meant to kiss her goodnight. He looked long and hard at the crusted sore beside her mouth instead. "Well?" she finally asked. She could have said more, but he would have heard the tremor in her voice.
"I think it's a little smaller. Once we leave the Badlands behind, it may heal on its own."
"Do you really say so?"
The gunslinger shook his head at once. "I say may. Now lie over, Susanna. Take your rest."
"All right, but don't you let me sleep late this time. I want to watch my share."
"Yes. Now lie over."